This is Jane.
And this is Lauren.
From Quarter Life Crisis. And today, online shopping versus in-store shopping.
Many U.S. malls are shifting to fill vacant retail spaces while the demands of shoppers. This is happening due to all the stores we hear about closing and going out of business.
Yeah, in the last 5 years, between 20% and 25% of American malls will close, according to a recent report out this week from Credit Suisse.
Yeah, in a Time article, Josh Sandberg claims that in 2017, there have been 5,300 retail stores closing, including stores like Sears, Macy's, JCPenney's, and Kmart.
You know, in April of last year, Payless Incorporated announced it would close 400 of its shoe stores as a part of its bankruptcy plan, on top of a separate 400 it had already scheduled to close. The mall staple, Radio Shack, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy twice in the last 2 years.
In 2017, Sears and Kmart closed 58 stores and 63 stores in January of 2018, and then Macy's closed 68 stores.
Then Michael Kors closed between 100 and 125 stores, then in Radio Shack closing in 1,000 stores.
Yeah, and Payless even closed 800 to 900 stores. And then in 2018, it is expected that Best Buy will close 250 stores by May 31st, 2018. And Walgreens will close 600 stores.
The most hurtful store closing, I have to say, for me and our generation would have to have been the end of Toys R Us after 70 years in business.
Yeah, I heard they are closing 735 stores in 2018, and the company has already laid off 30,000 workers. In a CNN article by Jackie Waddles, she exclaims that Toys R Us was ambushed by stores like Walmart, Amazon, many other big-name retailers. And in 2017, the company filed for bankruptcy.
And a week after the company announced their official closing of all stores in the U.S., sadly, the founder and CEO of Toys R Us, Charles Lazarus, actually died. The Times article goes on to say local jobs are in major decline due to these closings.
Since 2002, the department stores have lost 448,000 jobs, which is a 25% decline. Online stores are taking over because it's easier, so they don't have to pay people to do these jobs, such as customer service associates, distribution workers, security and janitors in malls, and that way they don't have to pay rent for the buildings. I know a mall back home close to where I live. Big stores such as JCPenney's, Target, Sears have now closed, and instead they've opened a bowling alley, a go-kart track, and an indoor playground for children to try and bring people to the mall since the recent store closings.
I can remember as a child after school going to the mall as a hangout place. Actually, my first date was a mall and movie night in the eighth grade. The mall was a pivotal memory of my childhood, and I'm genuinely sad to see that they aren't appreciated by society the way that I did and still do. I love shopping in store.
Why do you like it? I hate it.
Oh, my goodness. Shopping in store is so much better than shopping online. You can try on whatever item it is before you buy it. This particularly pertains to clothes. I mean, everyone's different, and some brands might not suit you, and some may be sized differently than what you're used to, and some materials may be something you're not familiar with or don't prefer. And shopping in store, you get to see the item's pattern and feel its fabric and really get a sense of what you're buying physically. And a lot of stores, if they don't have exactly what you're looking for, or they don't carry something that they carry online, they usually say if it's not in store, we can ship it online, which is also convenient as online shopping would be. And you don't pay for the shipping, which is obviously cheaper. You can speak with an actual human associate and they can help you. And it's not trying to converse someone over email or a comment box or anything like that. getting the item in store means you're leaving with it immediately. So, like, when I want to go out Friday night and I can't find an outfit, I can go to the mall and get one. I don't have 3 to 5 business days or one day next day delivery to wait to get an outfit that I need then and there. So in-store shopping is really convenient when you're pressed for a time and need something. And if you order something, you can deal with weather delays, technical mishaps, address confusion, lost packages. I mean, there's so many things that go wrong when purchasing on the web. And it's just some certain things you don't buy online. Like, how will I be able to buy perfume and cologne online? Like, how will I know what that smells like? That is only a physical experience I can get in store. And if I don't like anything that I purchase in store, most stores, when you go in, they are very clear and uniform with their return policy. So if something that I don't like, they'll either take my receipt and give me a full store credit or a full cash refund. Shopping online, you never know really what you're going to end up getting, and they don't make their return policies clear at all. And most likely, you'll be paying to return whatever item you purchase to ship it back, which is more money and more time and just, to me, inconvenient.
Yeah, but shopping in store, there's a lot of crowds. Like, you have to wait in line. You have to wait in line for a dressing room. You could end up spending more time and money than you planned. You also have to drive there, and it's a loss of a lot of time. So it's inconvenient. Depending on your schedule, like, I have school and work. Some stores' hours are inconvenient. You're also under a lot of pressure when you want to go shopping in a store because you see everything and you want to visit every store, but maybe you're crunched for time. And then there's also not always what you want. There's a lack of variety. Personally, I prefer shopping online. It's convenient. It's not such a waste of time. Comparing prices when you're shopping is a lot easier than having to go back and forth to a store. You can search for exactly what you want and find it pretty quickly. You don't have to wait in line for any crowds or deal with any crowds. There's a lot more deals and coupons, especially by email. I know I get emails all the time from all my favorite stores, which is my favorite. You don't have to drive or make pit stops, which is very convenient. And you also don't get distracted and buy other items. And there's a lot of variety and more stores that you can find easily online. There's next day shipping if you'd like to pay for it, which I love. You can also ship gifts to friends and family with many websites offering gift wrapping and gift receipts, which is, and you can also really, it's important to read the reviews on the item you're purchasing so you know what you are buying.
Yeah, but online shopping still sucks. Like, shipping is so expensive, and it really racks up on whatever item you're already paying probably a good amount of money for. And the options, to me, are just overwhelming. There's tons of millions of sites to shop from, and all of, and you can shop from all over the world, and that is, like, a big burden and responsibility to me versus, like, I have a limited option. I kind of like having a limited option just because I'm so indecisive. I will be shopping online forever. And even though they email you coupons, it might as well be spam. Like, I get 15 emails a day from every department store, and that really backs up, and it's just very inconvenient. And if you ordered it and get it, you can get it shipped as quickly as you want to, but if it's not what you expected when you get it, is it worth going through all this hassle for and putting your card number out online for websites that you may not know is secure if it's your first time ordering? And I have had plenty of experiences when whatever vendor I'm ordering from has fucked up my order, and it is not at all what I expected or wanted, and I have to go through that long return policy.
Well, Bo Derek once said, whoever said money can't buy happiness simply didn't know where to go shopping. Maybe it's not where, but it's how.
As the online shopping method becomes more and more popular, allowing people to shop without more effort and buy various things with a single mouse click, We, society, have let the traditional way of shopping die as we continue to adjust to its murderer, the online shopping cart.
Well, thank you for listening to our podcast. We hope you enjoyed. And this was with Quarter Life Crisis. Once again, this is Lauren.
And Jane. Hope you enjoyed.